President Bush is looking for a new Secretary of Homeland Security. Yesterday, Secretary Tom Ridge announced he's stepping down. To find out what the priority should be for his replacement, we turn to three Americans who think about how to protect the homeland quite a bit. First, the town of Bisbee, Arizona, near the border with Mexico. That town's mayor is Dan Beecham.
Our little town is a former copper mining town. There's a lot of retired union people here, and we're pretty interested in protecting our civil liberties. At the same time, we wish we could do something about slowing down or at least regularizing the flow of undocumented persons into our town and into this country. We have to be concerned about the border as part of our homeland security. At the same time, I think we have to balance the needs of people on the border for commerce. We depend very heavily on the folks on the other side and their business. And I think people here in this little town would say, let's strike a better balance between civil liberties and our need for security.
So I still can't figure out how you're going to keep Bisbee safe and the rest of the country safe if you can't pay a little closer attention to who's coming across.
I agree with you. You do have to pay closer attention to people coming across. But one of the ways to do that is, for example, set up a guest worker program so that the bulk of people coming across are doing so with proper identification that you can trust, and that the needs of people in Mexico and Central America for jobs is given some regular channel of expression.
Dan Beecham is the mayor of Bisbee, Arizona. And we turn now to a member of the 9/11 Commission, Richard Benveniste. We asked him what single issue should be at the top of the agenda for the next Homeland Security Secretary.
Direct the resources that you have where they are needed. Federal resources for counterterrorism should not become a general revenue sharing program. They need to be directed to the areas of the country which are most vulnerable and most likely to be attacked.
Which areas of the country would be most vulnerable, in your view?
Well, quite clearly, the ones of most symbolic importance, New York, Washington, D.C., our largest cities, our ports. Those are the areas that clearly provide most bang for the terrorist buck.
Richard Benveniste, who served on the 9/11 Commission. And finally, we spoke with Terry O'Sullivan, who's with the Homeland Security Center for Risk and Economic Analysis for Terrorism Events at the University of Southern California.
The public health system needs to be significantly improved and actually repaired, really, is what it is.
Well, let's talk about public health. How would that work? Would that be a terrorist attack with a biological weapon?
Could be. Yeah, that certainly would be the most obvious. In a biological attack, you could have a scenario that is not a before and after. You know, the bomb doesn't just go off and then you go in and clean it up. Biological attack, you may have an infinite or an unknown duration for the event in which, A, you don't know who's been exposed and how much and where, because people will disperse oftentimes before they actually get sick. Or, as the case may be, you could have an infectious aerosolized agent that is transmissible from person to person that could create second, third, fourth generations of people who are sick. Obviously, that's a worst-case scenario in many cases.
So when you're thinking about this scenario, you're thinking smallpox virus?
Possibility. Even influenza could potentially be the next pandemic flu virus, for instance. And if a 1918 influenza were to happen today, the equivalent thereof, we would lose 1.2 to 1.5 million people in 8 months.
And your concern is that in the cities, in the countryside, there aren't enough hospital beds?
No. And or personnel or infrastructure or laboratories, and the list goes on and on.
Advice for the next Homeland Security Secretary from Terry O'Sullivan, who's with the Homeland Security Center for Risk and Economic Analysis at USC, Richard Benveniste, who served on the 9/11 Commission, and Dan Beecham, the mayor of Bisbee, Arizona.